Hello and welcome to the last Ask the Coach for October. I'm Kirsten Todd, your coach here at Hooked on Running. And we are going to finish off our series on cross training this week. I'll talk to you a little bit about rowing, talk about the elliptical trainer and stair climber, and just a couple of other things as well. So first up, rowing. It is great for all over conditioning. And it's got a reasonable crossover to running as well. It usually surprises most non-rowers that that rowing is very much a lower body exercise. About 60% of the power for the rowing stroke comes from the legs. Then you've got about 20% arms and shoulders and about 20% core and back. It can be pretty tough on the lower back. I can tell you that from personal experience. So with anything new that you do, just don't do too much too soon. Start off with, I would say, probably no more than 10 minutes of pretty easy rowing at one time. I have had some great fun sitting next to big buffy blokes in the gym on rowing machines, and they're rowing away their heads off like egg beaters, and it's very easy just to, with a bit of technique, pull some pretty big scores. So I'm going to give you a few secrets later on about how to row better and get a better score on the machine without putting in too much extra work. One of the reasons rowing is such great cross training for running, it's a leg sport. It works the quads, the glutes, the hamstrings and the calves, and it's low impact. So you can benefit by incorporating rowing into your training, and it sort of just gives a little bit more interest as well. Really, really good for aerobic training. So to get a good score on the rowing erg, you need to have good technique. I will search up a video and post a link to that underneath this, so you'll get a good idea. But the basis of it is that you want your knees to be straight whilst you bring your handle out over your knees. So if you're coming out from the back of your stroke, you've taken a stroke, your hands go away, your body rocks over, and then you bend your knees. So that by the time you're bending your knees, your hands are well in front of your knees, like probably kind of mid-shin level. And you do the same in reverse on the way back. But as I say, it's going to be much easier if you just have a look at a video on that, if you have an interest in that. If you've got the right technique as well, it's a really good way of protecting your lower back. So another machine you can use in the gym is the elliptical trainer, which you can also set so that you can actually use your arms to do some of the work as well. Elliptical trainer is, again, really good on your joints because there's no impact. Doesn't translate exactly to rowing, but, you know, fairly well. The thing is that you're not actually using your hip flexors to lift your leg through the stride. So, it doesn't translate exactly to running. But from the point of view of anaerobic workout, there have been studies that have shown the oxygen and energy levels are equivalent using the elliptical trainer as running on a treadmill at the same level of exertion. So really good for a low impact aerobic workout. The stair climber, again, not as high impact as running, but I guess it's slightly more impact than an elliptical trainer, but not so much. One of the really good things would be with the stair climber is you can actually slow it down so that you're spending more time on one leg, which is really good because when you're running, you're always on one leg, you're never on both legs at the same time. So if you can build your leg strength individually, that works really well. So your stair climber is another option as well. One of the things I really like to do is scootering. Seriously, if your kids have a scooter, jump onto it. It is really great for building strength and stability in the leg that you're standing on. It's, again, just sort of you really wanting to build up strength in your legs, particularly on the muscles at the side of your hips and your glutes, like your big glutes at the back. So the muscle on the side of your hip, you've got two gluteal muscles on the side of your hips, a few other muscles there as well. But if you stay standing on that one leg and just push on flat ground for a minute or so and then change legs, make sure you're swapping legs and spending the same amount of time on each leg. As I say, really great for balance. And helping with stability. I wouldn't advise you to do any tricks. I did try dropping into a quarter pipe on my then 5-year-old scooter once and ended up with a scooter going out from underneath me and landing straight on my coccyx, which was a very bad move. Thankfully, he was the only witness to my injured pride. So what I suggest you do if you have access to a gym, maybe do 15-minute treadmill run and then jump onto the stair climber for 5 minutes and then the elliptical for 5 minutes and then onto the rowing machine for 5 minutes, although I'd probably do the rowing machine straight after the run, just because you don't really want to go into that when you're fatigued, because that's the one where you really want to be concentrating most on your technique so as to avoid injury. So try some of those things out, mix it up a little bit. Probably one session a week is enough, and hopefully a session above you're running, maybe rather than instead of, depending on the time of year. Obviously, if you're kind of in an off season where you just finished kind of a racing season and you're having a bit of downtime, you'll do more cross training. Whereas if you're 4 weeks out from a race, you're probably not going to do as much cross training as you would in the off season. Doing some cross training regularly can really help preserve your running life. So it's a really good idea. Get into it.